BBC World Service. Hello, I'm Paul McCartney, and welcome to a new series called Roots of Rock. Over the next few weeks, I'll be playing you some great rock and roll, sharing with you some of my memories, and featuring tracks from my new album, Run Devil Run. So let's go. All right, that was Run Devil Run. It's Paul McCartney here, and that's the title track of my new album, which in many ways is a tribute to the stars and the songs of the rock and roll era that I loved so much when I was a little baby. It was a strange time, actually, to be living in, because it just got over the kind of jazz and the pop era of, I don't know, people like sort of Elmer Cogan and Dennis Lotus, names that your granny might remember. And it was a sort of kind of smoothish period, really. And then suddenly, out of the blue, from America, you started to hear these sounds like Elvis Presley singing Heartbreak Hotel. And on top of that, you'd hear this piece called Little Richard scream the house down. And so it was fantastic. You'd hear Fats Domino. And it was coming at you loud and clear over the radio, and it really changed the way we looked at music, because suddenly, whereas it had been something that our mums and dads could be interested in as well, this was just something for us. So I remember seeing an advert in the back of a musical paper for Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis Presley, and seeing this sort of lean, handsome young guy there. And when we finally heard the record, it was unlike any other music we'd ever heard, really. It kind of had a bit of blues in it, had a bit of hillbilly, a bit of folk music. But more than that, with the echo and the sounds and the excitement of the whole thing, it was completely different. It was his own thing completely. So that was it. You suddenly started talking to your friends and you said, "Did you hear that one?" "Whoa." And they said, "Yeah, did you hear that?" And it became all we really talked about for the next 50 years, I think. One of the people I loved in the early days, out of the many, was Eddie Cochran. I think why we loved him was because he was a good guitar player. A lot of the guys would just stand up and swing their guitar around, but we'd look to see if they could actually play. And when you looked at Eddie, he could really play. He played the solos and he did the stuff, and you knew he was writing this stuff. And finally, a film came around called The Girl Can't Help It, which was really the first film to really pay tribute to rock and roll, because the others had been black and white, small screen things, terrible stories, and no major stars in them, really. Suddenly, you had Jane Mansfield and a bunch of really good actors out of Hollywood, and a fantastic cast of all our favorites. And I think one of my favorite moments in the whole film was when we finally got to see Eddie Cochran doing 20 Flight Rock. Okay, that was 20 Flight Rock, the great, great Eddie Cochran. The only trouble about that record for me is the backing singer's one, boom, 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 boom. I think we could have done without that. Still, that was Eddie, and it was one of the really favourite songs from 1956 for me. Why it's so special for me, I think, was that I had a friend called Ivan Vaughan. He was my best mate at school. In fact, we'd been born on the same day exactly in Liverpool, so we became great mates. And he was from a place called Woolton, which I didn't really go to much. It was a little bit posh for me. But he said he had a mate up there who had a group. This mate was called John. He said they were going to be playing very shortly at the Woolton Village Fete. So he invited me along, and I said, "Yeah, definitely, you know." And I remember clearly walking into the grounds where of this open air do, and on the back of a lorry, I think it was, the band was set up, and they were called the Quarrymen. And they're singing a song which we'll get to a little bit later, I think, called Come Go With Me. And making up some of the words was John Lennon. When I first saw him, I thought, "Well, he looks pretty handy, you know, and he's singing great, and he's in command." So I enjoyed the set that they did. And later went back with Ivan, kind of midday interval that they had, to the church hall behind Woolton Church. And they were having a few beers and stuff. I was actually a little bit young for that, because John was 1.5 years older than me. But they were just hanging out, and someone had a guitar. And at some point I thought, well, you know, I've got to have a go on this. And what I used to have to do was turn it upside down, being left-handed, no one would ever let me change the strings. So I had to turn it the wrong way round, and because I'd done this rather a lot with my mate's guitars, I could play a couple of songs upside down, providing they only had three chords. Well, so I played 20 Flight Rock, and the great thing was I knew all the words to it. And this was true status. Anyone who knew all the words to a thing was like quids in. So I remember John looking at me like, wow, you know, this guy's got something here. And I think that was actually my intro into the Beatles, because a few days later, one of the mates, Pete Shotton, came cycling up to me, and I was on my bike in Woolton. He said, hey, they want you to join the group. I said, well, I'll have to think about it. A couple of days later, I agreed, and there I was, on the road to fame. Oh, boy, 20 Flight Rock. Beautiful, beautiful song, Eddie Cochran. Actually, the first record I ever bought, though, was one, when I was in school, a mate of mine was talking to me about Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps. I mean, if we'd have spent as much time in our studies as we did talking about these rock and roll acts, I think I'd be a nuclear physicist by now. But a good thing, I think, that I'm not. Anyway, so he was telling me about Gene Vincent. He said, oh, they've got this great record out called Bebopalula, which I think was their first single. So I went down to our local record shop, which was called Curry's, in the city centre after school, and I went down and said, have you got this song called Bebopalula? They said, yeah. So you went into one of these little listening booths and put it on. Well, Bebopalula, and the echo and the whole atmosphere of it was so fantastic that I had to have it there and then, so I got my hard-earned cash out, slipped it over the counter, and I was a proud owner of Bebopalula. That was Gene Vincent singing the one and only Bebopalula, and it was also in the film The Girl Can't Help It. And Gene, we met when we were in Hamburg, and we had some great days with him, and some great nights too, but enough of all of that. We're going to get on to track now from my new album, Run Devil Run, and this track is a track that I heard in a particular bar in Hamburg, and there's always your favourite jukebox, and there's this bar where the guys used to go to play pool, and we'd have a couple of drinks there. And on this jukebox, there were two songs that I really used to like. The Platters, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and Little Richard singing Shake a Hand. Now, I never heard the song ever since, even to when I came up to look for the lyrics for the album. I never had a copy of the record, but it stuck in my brain so much as being a really interesting off-the-wall Little Richard track that I decided that it was worth bringing it to people's attention by covering it on the new album. So I had a real good time taking down the lyrics, like as if I was 14 again, stopping the cassette, except it used to be a little 45 on a dance set then, and getting the lyrics and all of that sort of stuff. So I say, I finally came to the studio and recorded this version of Little Richard's Shake a Hand. Okay, that was Little Richard, one of my great favourites from the 50s, singing Good Golly Miss Molly, The House of Blue Light. Oh, Richard is a lovely guy. Every time he ever comes on the TV, he says, Paul, said, I told you all you knew, and you know it, Paul. Well, I'm not arguing, Richard, it is really true. You taught me everything I know about that style of singing, baby. I used to get up on the desk at the end of term in school when they finally gave you a day where you could freak out. And I remember all the class gathering round. I stood on the desk and did Tutti Frutti, I think it was. Thank you, Richard. That's my man. Okay, the next track we're going to play is by a guy called Richie Barrett, that not everyone's heard of, but he's a big favourite of ours. And this is a record that came out in 1962. It's caught our attention, I think originally, because he used some other guy. So we used to even repeat the record down to that. We used to make a point of some other guy. And it was a song we sang when Granada Television came to see us at the Cavern. It was one of the big favourites in our act. Me and John used to sing it in unison together, remembering very carefully, some other guy, shaking my look. And it was a big favourite, as I say, and so it really got us started, because that's one of the earliest bits of film of the Beatles, us singing Some Other Guy. When we eventually got over to Hamburg, Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers did a really storming version of it. So it was one that was a bit of a muso song from around about that time. But it's a great song, and here it is, sounding as good as ever, Richie Barrett with Some Other Guy. Okay, that was Richie Barrett singing Some Other Guy, and that's really all we got time for this week, but I'm going to be back with you next week playing some more red hot rock and roll from the 50s and the early 60s. To send us out this week, we have the great Fats Domino singing Blueberry Hill. Take it away, Fats.